This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time. All right, so let's start. I just really quickly want to recap a couple things here. Margot Kidder has passed away. If you are our age, and I feel like people have seen the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, but I don't know if that,
You know what I thought of after
younger people haven't.
You did the story the first time? That series of Superman, the lead actor suffered quite a bit of tragedy. Didn't Richard Pryor end up dying of MS? He was in those, right?
What was he in those?
Wasn't Richard Pryor Superman 2?
It was like 4. He was like this computer guy, and his like technology got used for the wrong way.
Obviously, Christopher Reeve suffered that horrible accident.
Well, he was paralyzed from the neck down
after
falling off a horse.
And she obviously had her own struggles.
She did. She suffered from mental illness, which was fairly well documented because of some specific stuff that happened in the 90s.
Were there really 4 of them?
Yeah, so he was in Superman 3. Richard Pryor was in Superman 3.
I didn't know they did 4 of those, but all right. Well, for a lot of people, he was those were the Superman movies.
And for me, they still are the Superman movies. When I think about Superman, I picture Christopher Reeve. I loved those movies, actually.
Who was the original though?
George Reeves.
Huh?
George Reeves.
That's
right.
Isn't there like a curse of the Supermans or something? Like bad things have happened to people who've been in Superman movies.
Uh-huh.
Well, at some point everybody dies too. So I guess you could say that everyone who was ever in a movie in 1910, they died. It's crazy. I don't know if they had movies in 1910. I'm really not. I don't know my movie history.
All humans eventually fall the same. It's death. You can't win.
God, the curse of being a human.
You're just saying the curse is frequently associated with George Reeves, who starred in Adventures of Superman, and that was 52 to 58, who died of a gunshot wound at the age of 45 under disputed circumstances. Then Christopher, of course, what Vinny said, what happened to him. Yeah. So,
and then Brandon Routh was, and then his career
ended.
Didn't Christopher Reeves? Didn't the horse stop short and sent him flying over, and he
something
broke his neck?
Like that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a very experienced equestrian. I mean, this was full on, show jumping, like big ass jumps.
Right,
and
the horse
like, it was
stopped.
No
and
joke
he went
to
over
not to
and...
not go over one. It was horrible. It gave show jumping a bad name too. Most people just tumble. Anyway, she died at her home in Montana. She was actually just on a radio show last Wednesday saying that she was super sick with the flu, and she passed away. I don't have really any other details beyond that, whether or not she was with family or completely alone. But anyway, Lois Lane from the 4 Christopher Reeve Superman movies. And she was in lots of other things, too, but those were the big things for her. So rest in peace, Margot Kidder. Survivor.
Yes.
So we are nearing the end of season. I guess it must be season 36, Vinny, because filming for season 37 wrapped up this past Wednesday. So we're currently watching season 36.
Okay. And there's another one in the can already?
Well, they're going to play it over. Don't we get one over the summer?
I don't know.
I think we get one in the winter and in the summer.
I don't remember.
Just sit here and wait for stuff to come on.
I think we get one in the summer that ends at the end of September. And then we get one that starts in February and ends whenever. I mean, I guess
summer.
I'm assuming this one is going to end in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so. So they just wrapped shooting on the next season.
Wow.
And it takes them a while to put the show together and et cetera. Everybody signs a $5 million non-disclosure agreement who goes on to Survivor, which means that you shut the F up. Not only are you not supposed to even say you were on Survivor, I guess a few people are going to have to know, like your work, your family. But you're supposed to shut up about it.
You're also
such a useless thing, though. What? Oh, you're going to get $5 million out of a guy who's got no million,
right? Guy who can walk away from his life for 3 months and be on your show. But it keeps people, you know, they'll get what they can.
Well,
I guess they'd
like to
your
think
wages.
That, right, people want to do right by the show.
And I think they're just trying to show how serious they are mm-hmm. about not wanting there to be any spoilers. So you're not supposed to. So some of the other things you're not allowed to do is friend anybody from your season on any of your social media.
Oh.
Post any pictures of yourself with any of those people. Like, the whole thing is supposed to be in secret. You're just
Got
supposed
it.
To keep it on the down low until the season actually starts. So these two dummies met on the filming of this season that just wrapped up. And I guess they're together.
The new season we haven't seen
the
yet.
The new season we haven't even seen
okay.
yet. So you won't recognize either of these people.
Okay.
They
but
titled,
they're dummies, that's
they're,
for sure.
They're just dummies.
Okay.
Good looking dummies. They titled this post on social media, F it, because they can't keep their love a secret. Filming for 37 wrapped last Wednesday, and upon arriving back home, sources say contestants were emailed a reminder, don't spoil anything with social media activity, don't pose together, don't follow each other. Guy named Alec Merlino and a girl named Kara Kay said, F it, and posted a picture of themselves together with a not-so-subtle caption, and that fueled rumors that they're on the show, so it turns out that is true. They're on the show. They hit it off in Fiji. And now I guess they're together. Producers are apparently super and are looking at possible legal action, withholding prize money or both. And they're actually even saying here, good luck collecting. Although, you know, when you get a judgment against you, yeah, okay, I don't have $5 million. You know what I do have? A job.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever had your wages garnished, you know that you don't have any control over that.
You know, the other day, this guy in this beater van, just this, you ever seen a van where you're like, boy, that thing has seen a war or two. You know that van?
I do.
This guy, and I'm pulling into the Walgreens, and this guy, he stopped blocking the whole way, and then he just puts it in reverse. And there's nowhere for me to go but backward. So I honk. He stops for a second and then starts to go again. And I quickly, looking at the van that's been through a war or two, realize
he doesn't care.
He has... not one care in the world about whether he trashes my car, backs right into me, maybe even pushes me back far enough so that he can make
right.
And I realize I better throw it in reverse. I don't even want to end up in a conversation with this dude. There's no getting my car fixed. This guy
out
must
this
do
guy.
That everywhere he goes. And everywhere he goes, people go, get out of his way. And that's what I'm backing up now. Trying
the beauty
to,
of the beater.
Oh, my gosh.
It's that you're dealing with someone who's there's not one penny's going to ever been gotten back from this person. These kids.
They don't understand that there is a legal process. And they and listen, if either of them did win any money, they're not going to get it.
Well.
If they choose to continue with
Look
them.
What they said.
F it. Well, that's their attitude in life.
So they
they're in a beater van.
Right.
And CBS CBS is you getting
so
out of the way.
My point is they didn't win.
Obviously
it's
not.
It's the nothing to lose mentality. What are you going to take from me? I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a little portion of your paycheck every week for the rest of your life. That would suck.
Mm-hmm.
Melania Trump's doing all right. She underwent kidney surgery yesterday. They're actually saying it wasn't anything serious, but she is expected to be in the hospital for the rest of the week. This just got handed to me. It does not look like we have a show here locally, but Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart are doing a joint stand-up comedy tour. A few shows in Boston and a few shows in a couple different towns in Texas. Unless I'm missing a page, is it possible? It just says 7 shows here. So in order to deter scalpers and bots, tickets will be available exclusively through the verified fan platform, at Ticketmaster.
No, that's it, Sarah.
Oh, that's it. Uh-huh. So I mean, listen, I'm sure these will do well. I wonder if this is the start of something beautiful.
Who was he just with? Was it John Mayer?
John Mayer. Oh. They've done that a bunch of times. I think they did that on New Year's Eve. No. When was that show? I think it was New Year's Eve in L.A.
Mm.
John Mayer and Dave Chappelle.
Last August, Jon Stewart made a surprise appearance during Chappelle's set at Radio City Music Hall. He left the Comedy Central gig in 2015. I seriously cannot believe that 3 years have gone by since he left. It's incredible. And let's see. Last July, he announced a pair of HBO specials, his first in over two decades. And Chappelle's released four Netflix specials recently. So it looks like they are touring together, and I'm not sure if they'll extend that, but right now it's just in Massachusetts and Texas. So heads up. Be on the lookout. This is interesting. NCIS, huge show. I've never watched an episode of it.
People love it.
My dad
I think
loves
it's
this show.
The number one show.
Oh, often when we get the TV ratings, yeah. It's like NCIS, even a rerun of NCIS is beating everything
And in
else.
Fact, you just reminded me that, you know, the Polly lady?
Polly Perrette, that's who the story's about.
So she tapped out mm-hmm. just recently.
Right.
And my mom posts on her Facebook page, like, thanks for the memories, Polly. Mom. Loves NCIS.
It's a great show. Now, I haven't watched it in a while, but John and I religiously watched it there for a few years.
Yeah,
so really great writing.
She loves it and loves that character. She
Abby.
Actually posts.
Abby was awesome.
She's like a scientist, right? She was like a, she wasn't.
The lab.
Yeah,
lady.
Lab chick. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and she's certainly an interesting character. I mean, she was very recognizable.
Well, she's goth.
Goth chick with her ponytails.
She was like one of the most recognizable actresses on Earth at one point a few years ago.
Oh.
Just based on how successful that show is and I guess the look that she has going on. And I remember her, you know, even thinking to myself like, oh, yeah, I actually do recognize her, even though I've never once seen the show. So she left the show of her own accord just recently.
A lot of people do that on top. Maybe you've made so much money you couldn't possibly. What was that? Juliana Margulies walked away from ER at the very tippy top.
Yep.
And was getting paid.
And then did The Good Wife and made. She did a few seasons of that. And I'm sure she made bank on that. So the weird thing here about this story is that suddenly she's on Twitter, Polly Perrette is, saying she was assaulted and making very strange cryptic statements.
Tweets?
So early Sunday
morning.
In real life. This is her as a private citizen, actress Polly Perrette making.
Well, didn't she get stalked?
You know,
there was incidents of a homeless
but this
type
is,
person attacking
this sounds like
her.
Set-based problems.
This particular story.
This, yeah.
Oh, at work.
Oh, yeah. No, this is. I'll read you the tweets, and then we can go from there.
All right.
So these tweets that she put out early Sunday morning suggest that she left NCIS over, quote, multiple physical assaults. She started out with this, quote, I refused to go low. That's why I've never told publicly what happened. But there are tabloid articles out there that are telling total lies about me. If you believe them, please leave me alone. You clearly don't know me. Sorry, guys, had to be said. Then she tweeted, maybe I'm wrong for not spilling the beans, telling the story, the truth. I feel I have to protect my crew, jobs, and so many people. But at what cost? I don't know. Just know I'm trying to do the right thing, but maybe silence isn't the right thing about crime. I'm ... Then she said,
that is so lame. I hate when people do all this cryptic. Like, she's working it out, but meanwhile taking everyone along on this weird, I wonder what. And if you're tripping on what's already out there, the speculation and stories, what do you think this is doing to it?
Next quote is, there is a machine, in quotes, keeping me silent and feeding false stories about me, a very rich, very powerful publicity machine. No morals, no obligation to truth, and I'm just left here reading the lies, trying to protect my crew, trying to remain calm. He did it.
And what the heck?
I don't know. And then the last tweet on this subject, she said, I've been supporting anti-bullying programs forever, but now I know because it was me. If it's school or work that you're required to go to, it's horrifying. I left. Multiple physical assaults. I really get it now. Stay safe. Nothing is worth your safety. Tell someone. People has been trying to get a hold of the magazine. Has been trying to get a hold of reps for NCIS, trying to find out what the F she's talking about. She hasn't said anything about it in addition since these Sunday morning tweets.
Well, she's said more than enough so far, hasn't she?
Well, she certainly got the ball rolling.
She's clearly ready to blow.
But how incredible that I really thought she was tapping out, had made her
money.
Right. But it sounds like something serious was going on. And
there was also some controversy with her and Mark Harmon.
Oh, really?
And he brought his pit bull to work, and the dog bit someone on the staff. And she was hit. I guess the last few years, they haven't even been talking. And I was reading that the last episode, the finale where she appeared last week,
yeah,
that they didn't even, there was no scenes of Abby and
Mark Harmon's
character. Yeah, whatever his character's name is. Huh. Jethro. Jethro is his character.
Jethro.
Huh.
Yeah.
So first I'm hearing of
that. That's a throwback.
Stuff going on. Yeah. Jethro?
Well, he.
What's all the yelling?
That's Human's computer.
No, I'm watching. I'm watching. I'm watching TMZ's recap of Mark Harmon's pit bull taking a bite out of a crewman.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear everything that's
well,
going on.
Clearly, with her kicking the can, she's going to, that can of worms is going to open.
Mm. Well, yeah.
I'm excited.
I wish she would just do it.
Yeah,
yeah, just tell your story.
He walks around the set with his pit bull on no leash. The dog just follows him around.
Well,
until it doesn't follow him. Well, I love people that think, oh, my dog just stays by my heel.
Yeah, yeah, he's the perfect dog.
Perfect
he doesn't
dog,
need
perfect
a leash.
Dog. He doesn't need a leash.
He doesn't like a leash.
Right,
I don't
right up until he does.
I don't want to stress him out.
Oh. Leash laws, people. They're there for a reason.
Yeah,
some people don't
people.
Love dogs, and other people are really scared of dogs, and it's a leash law. Childish Gambino's video, This Is America.
Which, I meant to watch it and
didn't. Which, horrifyingly enough, was set to Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe and works.
Perfectly.
It's wrong how well it works. You can find it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But know that his message is highly undermined by the addition of the Carly Rae Jepsen song. But it's so funny. It's wrong at how funny it is. Anyway, but not that video. This video, the actual video.
I like his
the
moves,
song.
Too.
Oh,
they
yeah.
do kind of oh, they, move into the music.
They really do.
Shocking.
So it is YouTube's biggest first week debut this year. The video got about 85.3 million views in its first week. It currently has more than 115 million views. It's the fifth fastest video to reach 100 million in YouTube's history. The ones that got there faster were Gentlemen by Psy, Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift, Hello by Adele, and Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Hmm.
So it's number five. Congratulations to him. Ronda Rousey, her first title shot as a WWE
oh, for crying
person.
Out loud.
It looks like June 17th, a pay-per-view fight against, looks like, Nia Jax, who is the women's champion.
Well, something tells me the script calls for a change of title.
So it looks like June 17th, if you are interested in that, you can get that on pay-per-view. And Aziz Ansari has performed for the first time since the sexual misconduct allegations that were made. Somebody had posted anonymously on, I think the website was called Babe.
Yes.
That she had felt that she'd been taken advantage of by Aziz Ansari, and he had, you know, he came out and said, I saw that in a completely different way, and
they were on a date.
Yeah.
And he made a move on her.
And
she went back to his house, and he made a move on her.
And then she left. It wasn't like
and she,
nothing was forced, and then she anonymously made accusations, and so he's actually been really, really quiet. I think he's only been spotted out one or two times. He wound up going to like a Knicks game or something. He wound up going to a sporting event, but this he just performed for the first time. Stand-up comedy over the weekend. The Brooklyn Vegan is reporting that he did a handful of sets at the Comedy Cellar in New York. Brooklyn Vegan. That's hilarious. Hipster doofuses.
Ma, I made the Brooklyn Vegan. Like, that is
oh, I love that one.
That paper's excellent. Is that a paper?
I guess so.
I bet it's a website. It can't even be a paper,
probably,
right?
Are there even papers anymore, Ben? All right, what's coming up?
Let's see. A couple drunk guys get revenge on each other. A couple mom stories and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I'm going to read a couple texts real quick. Our text number 800-400-3697. 707 says, Polly Perrette is my celebrity free pass. Did you know she's like 40-something years old? She's so hot.
Oh, I didn't. I really never thought about her age. She does look super young.
Gorgeous.
These goth
eyes.
Girls, they look young. Yeah. Jane is 72 years old. She looks maybe
get
not,
out.
She doesn't look a day over 35.
Right.
I had no idea.
It's the goth thing.
Huh.
Yeah. They stay out of the sun, Vinny.
Lord knows the sun's done me in. 408. So she's telling everyone to report what happened, but won't do it herself. It's very strange.
It's a very strange thing that's happening with her right now. I really did. I had never heard a whisper of anything other than I've been on the show for 20 years and I want off of it.
Right.
That is what I had heard. And listen, people can get sick of a job. There's no question.
Well, and if you've made a mountain of money, you can tap out.
I got other things I want to do with my life.
She's worth $22 million.
Yeah, that's great. Who wouldn't be done?
She's poor. And I'm sure she'll continue. That money is going to roll in for the rest of her life. I mean, NCIS,
right.
Unless Mark Harmon pulls a Cosby or something, and then suddenly the syndication money dries up.
I thought, though, that Cosby was still
it's
airing.
It's still on every day.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes. I can't even... I would stop and watch it before this whole Bill thing came out. And now I can't even stop.
You know what's funny is...
Uh-oh, Jane's texting me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jane.
You're in big trouble.
She was 72.
She goes, actually, I'm 87.
She says dead laughing.
I think of, and maybe it's because I have a kid now, and he was so spot on, but the brain damage kids bit that Cosby did on his records way back when. Do you remember the brain damage bit?
I'm not sure. God, it's been years since I heard those. Tell me
it's
like.
Just about kids have brain damage, and he goes on to tell the stories of him raising his kids, and they're hysterical, and they're obviously things I listened to long before, you know, the truth comes out about him. But it's one of those things that I've thought about many times, almost like guilty feeling about it because he has tainted his legacy.
Mm. Well, he was a huge influence. I mean,
those records were good.
They were
great. I used to check them out.
And the shows were great. And, you know, even just the way he sort of held himself, like he acted like he was holding himself to a much higher standard and would give other comics crap about the way that they worked.
He used to tell Eddie Murphy not to cuss.
And
Eddie Murphy would say, I'm going to cuss.
Yeah.
And he would do the Bill Cosby impression while telling Bill Cosby, no, I'm going to cuss.
Right.
On his stage shows.
And yet, secretly, he was drugging and raping women.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Allegedly.
One last one. 510 says, holy cow, I go on maternity leave for a minute and come back to the show. And Vin is engaged with another little human on the way. Way to go, Vinny. Congratulations.
Yay.
Listen. Hold your applause. There's no maternity leave from our show. We can go with you wherever you go. You're at home.
Yeah. Put us in your earphones. We definitely dampen down the sound of your baby screaming.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, sometimes people have other things going on, like babies, life, you know. I don't know why they're not listening to us 24/7.
Come on.
Listen, thanks for every minute you give us. Welcome back to the real world.
All right, then. Thanks. That was from 510. All right, so here's what's happening. Let me start with the Warriors won last night, 119-106. They
Yay.
Next play Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, and that's another game in Houston. I wanted to mention again real quick just this headline, that is, the Supreme Court has overturned the national ban on sports betting, which means we could, here in California, vote on that as soon as this November. You could legally bet on sports. And from what I hear, I don't know for fact, but I hear that just the betting on football alone is so huge. It's why the NFL is the biggest sport, because of the betting. So this could be big business. We'll see. Pot seems to have become a big deal since becoming legal.
Have we made a lot of money tax-wise on it?
I can't say I have any idea, but it seems like everyone I know is either doing the edibles or smoking or doing the vaping.
What about your girlfriend?
She doesn't do it.
Oh, she can't right now anyway.
But she's not into that.
Right.
She likes her wine. She'd have some wine. And she has moments where she's like, sorry, bub. I told you not to get pregnant. You had to have another baby.
Mm.
The clock's back at zero. Here we go. I know. I go and sit in the rocking chair in the kids' room because it's already set up. And I'm looking at that crib. I'm rocking in the chair like, oh, my God.
It's so quiet in here right now. And it doesn't smell like poop.
What a lovely room this is.
This room's asking for it. Anyway, the sports betting, got it. All right. This has happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you. Ever get so wasted and your friends drawing you?
I don't think I've ever been. I've definitely tortured people who are drunk, but I don't think I've been the victim of that.
You've never gotten so wasted and passed out and your friends just took a Sharpie to you and covered y'all up with stuff?
No, there's pictures of me with like somebody lit like 5 cigarettes and put them in my mouth. So I was, you know, inhaling and exhaling that as I was, snoring.
Where's that picture?
I don't know. It's around. So I have a bunch of like really incriminating pictures of me and all my friends. We used to take pictures at parties all the time. Ill-advised.
Right. For sure.
At least they're not online though. Phew.
Yeah.
Well, it's happened to me. Certainly I've had it done to me. And then the person that did it to me, I got him back.
Oh,
afterward.
I thought it was Darla who did it and put her name on
too,
your wiener. And
she did that for sure.
Dancy.
And I did not like that girl. And then I dated her for the next five years, right? But anyway, the person
she had written her name on your wiener. I mean,
she everywhere. It wasn't just there.
But that's the important part.
She wrote everywhere on me. Yeah.
Weren't people paying $2 for a Polaroid with
you?
No,
that's
as well?
a totally different event.
Oh, this happened multiple times.
I just said that. Mm. Yes. No, my friend Eric wrote all over me one time, and I was so ripped, but I remember coming to enough to just say, I'm going to kill you as soon as I can.
It's not now. You're safe right now. But I know what you're doing, and I know it's you,
right.
Eric.
Yep, I did. But then I got him back, and he had the same paralyzed reaction as I drew all over his face with Sharpie. So here's your story. Back in January, a 25-year-old guy named Stephen Elmore passed out in his living room in Snowmass Village, Colorado, near Aspen. So his roommates used an opportunity to draw a bunch of D's all over his face.
Oh.
By D's.
Just the letter D?
I mean man Aries.
Oh, I see. Yeah, men love drawing pictures of wieners.
Apparently, he passed out pretty early because he woke up around midnight and saw his face and stormed off. Then a few minutes later, he decided to retaliate by setting the garage on fire.
Oh, great idea.
That is not
advisable.
Well, it's not equal. One does not equal the other.
Right.
You know, I got Eric back with Sharpie on his face.
Yeah, it's like an equal and opposite reaction.
One of the people who drew on him was 37-year-old owner of the place, so he was trying to get back at her specifically. It was a lady. Luckily, they smelled smoke and got the fire out before it spread. It only charred the ceiling and no one got hurt. At his trial last Monday, the judge described his retaliation as, quote, significantly out of proportion, which we've already mentioned. That's not the same at all, dude.
No.
Stephen pled guilty to fourth-degree arson. He got a reduced sentence of 2 years probation. And he's also decided to quit drinking.
Oh, that's a great idea. Sometimes that's the answer.
Uh-huh.
Not always, but sometimes.
Well, as we discussed, I seem to have found myself victimized by that one a couple times, more than once. Mazatlan, you point out, where my friends were selling Polaroids.
Hey, photo with the drunk guy, $2.
Well, the worst part was I'd gotten back to the room, ripped, stripped naked, and jumped into bed. And then when they showed back up, they're like, come on in, pictures with the drunk naked guy. And people walking by were coming in and doing shots.
Did you show well?
I hear it was fine. I don't know. They were Polaroids. Mm-hmm. And I never really got... It wasn't like those things could go viral back then, you know?
No. These days, we'd just take a picture of them.
Right.
Picture of a picture. Just as good.
It's wedding season, Sarah.
Yes, it
is,
Vinny.
Are there any things about your wedding that you wish you could change?
I wish that I didn't have to leave early. Because we had to go to Boston to catch a flight. If I had it to do over
that
again.
That night?
Yeah, we left at 10 p.m. And I think our flight was first thing in the morning. So the plan was we were leaving the wedding at 10 p.m. and going. I wish I had given myself a couple days at home after. Like, I didn't even need a honeymoon. I could have saved that money. That would have been.
Oh, you left that night to go on your honeymoon. Like, bye.
Yeah,
we're going
to
Jamaica.
We're off. I didn't have a lot of drinks at my wedding. I just really wish that I had enjoyed my wedding more. There was always just like something around the corner that had to happen. That's all I'd change, though.
Five things women wish they could have changed about their wedding. a longer or shorter engagement before the wedding.
Oh.
So
that's not even about the wedding. I wish we would have done this faster or slower.
Yeah. Hmm. How they wore their hair.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I have that one.
You do?
Yeah.
How'd you wear your hair?
I went to my stylist that morning, and she did something with my hair, like pulled it to the side, and I just...
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. And I also wish that I wore a veil.
Oh.
You
I,
do?
Oh, yeah, I always want it along, not like over my face, but just a long,
just a little
pretty,
veil, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. How they wore their hair, the number of guests. These are things women wish they would have or could have changed about their wedding. The number of guests, the venue, and their dress is the number one thing they wish they could have changed. Those dresses do seem over the top and ridiculous in most cases.
Oh, they're fun. It's
they're not that
special,
fun.
Special day. And you wear all this crap. You'd never, like, all these nip and tuck things.
So over the
amazing.
Top. What yeah, are you dressed for?
I have a girlfriend who's...
Where in the world are you going?
She was
to
like...
To the moon?
She planned her wedding, like, just down to, like, the tiniest, tiniest details. And one of the photos that she had the photographer take is her hand over her husband's hand so that you can see their rings. And she, every... And it's a beautiful black and white photo that they have framed and...
She all ashy?
No.
Oh, it came out good.
It's a great photo.
Oh, okay.
But her nails, she shortly after that, she discovered the French manicure. And she's so bummed out that she just
about
has regular nails. She's just like, oh, if only I'd had, like, she's like obsessed. I mean, this is, she's
who
married,
is this?
She's married for 30, my friend Pauline. She lives back east.
Pauline.
They've been married 30-something years.
Get a life, Pauline.
Like, she's still bummed out about it.
And I'm telling you that they have this photo up, and I'm like, just go get it airbrushed. Like, go have someone fake that onto the... If it bothers you that much, go have your hands re-photographed.
I got a better idea. You know on airplane when they line up to smack the lady who's going crazy on the plane?
Yeah.
Line up and slap some sense into that chick.
That it's was the most
years,
dialed
Pauline.
Wedding. I know.
Get
oh, my God.
It.
It's
my
olden
God.
Days, for God's sake.
Not to mention, who wants that picture up on the wall?
Oh, it's a beautiful
it's
photo.
Not.
It's their
two
hands together. The rings. And,
yeah.
And her nails look beautiful. They're just like, you know, kind of pearly, nice length. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm telling you, every time I see that, I'm like, oh, there's that photo. And I wait for her to, and she always says about this, oh, the French manicure.
The worst. Good grief, Pauline.
Of all things, right?
Unbelievable. I guess so. You know what? If that's the worst thing that happened.
Right, then hooray for you.
Good grief.
First world problems.
Right.
925 wants to know, what does Vinny wish he did different about his
Yeah, wedding? What do you wish you did different about your big day?
I'm not married.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
So weird. Like, everyone seems to think you are.
Uh-huh.
Except I'm not.
Yeah.
So, do you
well,
see?
Tell us about tell us about the things you would do differently.
See that?
Yeah. No, you don't I mean, that's not the law that you have to wear a ring.
I thought it was.
Mm-mm.
Oh. All right, good. Well, that's good to know.
Oh, no. Have I just ruined everything? Sorry, Christina.
Yeah, I'm not married, so I don't have anything that I regret about my wedding day. But thanks.
Someone says, what about the one I married?
Oh.
Well, there's plenty of that.
Sure.
I mean,
you can find that in divorce court every day.
Although I'm starting, as I've gotten older, I'm starting to think, you know, you go into it with the best of intentions and you see people who make it 20 years. You had a good run. 20 years is pretty good. Seems like that's nowadays people don't even get that from each other. You know?
I feel like, if you made it 20 years, can't you find a way to make it keep
well,
on?
Well, I don't
I suppose
disagree.
If you're not happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. People take each other for granted over time.
It is true. You got to really, I think you have to actively fight against that.
Like, well, that's the thing, though. So
always
some
be
people,
thankful and,
right.
And appreciative. And make
you do for
feel
someone,
like,
and they don't say thank you to you anymore, and you find yourself like, what am I, a slave around here?
Right.
I'm out of here. I could go sell this out there. Heard all about Tinder.
I don't know.
All these. What?
You should stick with her.
I'm not talking about
me.
Oh,
okay. Well, you're fine then. No
you don't
problem.
Think I could go sell this anymore? Sheesh.
You're viable.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Jon Stewart's going to be at Clusterfest. I wouldn't be surprised if Dave Chappelle joins him.
Oh, interesting. Dave Chappelle's not on that list anymore, huh? That's June 1st through the 3rd. That's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. For what?
Clusterfest.
For Clusterfest.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
For this Superman fan, this is from 415, since I was a Rugrat, I've yet to see a good Superman on the big screen. Every single dingle one of the Superman films has sucked. Dean Cain is probably the best Superman next to George Reeves.
Was that Lois and Clark? Was that the name of that show?
Whatever it was. It was in the 90s.
Yeah. I actually did like that show.
You did?
I mean, I wasn't like a devotee, but I definitely watched a bunch of episodes of that. I liked it.
You know, it's a little different than the Superman. It's Batman, but I started watching that Gotham.
Yes.
Because it's on my Netflix, and it's just something I was looking for. You know what? That show is so good. It's that they've got a pretty good budget, but they don't have all of the green screen special effects. So it's a story.
Mm. I am going to do the Fox upfronts in just a second as they roll out their fall schedules and stuff. And I have news about Gotham.
Oh, is that on Fox?
It is a Fox show.
Oh, I watch it on Netflix. I didn't know.
Yeah, they must be loading them. Unless it's totally, are there two Gothams?
No, okay. Couldn't be.
So that and more after these.
Honeymoon, like bye.
Yeah,
we're going
bye.
To Jamaica.
We're off. I didn't have a lot of drinks at my wedding. I just really wish that I had enjoyed my wedding more. There was always just like something around the corner that had to happen. That's all I'd change, though.
Five things women wish they could have changed about their wedding. A longer or shorter engagement before the wedding.
Oh.
So
that's not even about the wedding. I wish we would have done this faster or slower.
Yeah. Hmm. How they wore their hair.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I have that one.
You do?
Yeah.
How'd you wear your hair?
I went to my stylist that morning, and she did something with my hair, like pulled it to the side, and I just...
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. And I also wish that I wore a veil.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah, I always want it along, not like over my face, but just a long...
Just a little
pretty,
veil, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. How they wore their hair, the number of guests. These are things women wish they would have or could have changed about their wedding. The number of guests, the venue, and their dress is the number one thing they wish they could have changed. Those dresses do seem over the top and ridiculous in most cases.
Oh, they're fun. It's
they're not that
special,
fun.
Special day. And you wear all this crap. You'd never, like, all these nip and tuck things. And,
so over the
amazing.
Top. What are you dressed for?
I have a girlfriend who's...
Where in the world are you going?
She was
to
like...
To the moon?
She planned her wedding, like, just down to, like, the tiniest, tiniest details. And one of the photos that she had the photographer take is her hand over her husband's hand so that you can see their rings. And she, and it's a beautiful black and white photo that they have framed. And
she all ashy?
No.
Oh, it came out good.
It's a great photo.
Oh, okay.
But her nails, shortly after that, she discovered the French manicure. And she's so bummed out that she just
about
has regular nails. She's just like, oh, if only I'd had, like, she's like obsessed. I mean, she's married for 30 years. My friend Pauline, she lives back east.
Pauline.
They've been married 30-something years.
Get a life, Pauline.
Like, she's still bummed out about it.
And I'm telling you that they have this photo up, and I'm like, just go get it airbrushed. Like, go have someone fake that onto the... If it bothers you that much, go have your hands re-photographed.
I got a better idea. You know on airplane when they line up to smack the lady who's going crazy on the plane?
Yeah.
Line up and slap some sense into that chick.
That
it's
was the most
years,
dialed
Pauline.
Wedding. I know.
Get
oh, my God.
It.
It's
my
olden
God.
Days, for God's sake.
Not to mention, who wants that picture up on the wall?
Oh, it's a beautiful
it's
photo.
Not.
It's their
two
hands together. The rings. And
yeah.
her nails look beautiful. They're just like, you know, kind of pearly, nice length. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm telling you, every time I see that, I'm like, oh, there's that photo. And I wait for her to, and she always says about it. She, the French manicure.
The worst. Good grief, Pauline.
Of all things, right?
Unbelievable. I guess so. You know what? If that's the worst thing that happened.
Right, then hooray for you.
Good grief.
First world problems.
Right.
925 wants to know, what does Vinny wish he did different about his
wedding? What do you wish you did different about your big day?
I'm not married.
You sure about that? It's so weird. Like, everyone seems to think you are.
Uh-huh.
Except I'm not.
Yeah.
So, do you
well,
see?
Tell us about the things you would do differently.
See that?
Yeah. No, you don't have... I mean, that's not the law that you have to wear a ring.
I thought it was.
Mm-mm.
Oh. All right, good. Well, that's good to know.
Oh, no. Have I just ruined everything? Sorry, Christina.
Yeah, I'm not married, so I don't have anything that I regret about my wedding day. But thanks.
Someone says, what about the one I married?
Oh.
Well, there's plenty of that.
Sure.
I mean,
you can find that in divorce court every day.
Although I'm starting, as I've gotten older, I'm starting to think, you know, you go into it with the best of intentions and you see people who make it 20 years. You had a good run. 20 years is pretty good. Seems like that's, nowadays, people don't even get that from each other. You know?
I feel like, if you made it 20 years, can't you find a way to make it keep
well,
on?
Well, I don't disagree.
I suppose if you're not happy.
Yeah.
But, you know, people take each other for granted over time.
It is true. You got to really, I think you have to actively fight against that.
Well, that's the thing, though. So
always
some
be
people,
thankful and, right. and appreciative and.
You do for someone and they don't say thank you to you anymore and you find yourself like, what am I, a slave around here?
Right.
I'm out of here. I could go sell this out there. Heard all about Tinder.
I don't know.
All these. What?
You should stick with her.
I'm not talking about me.
Oh, okay. Well, you're fine then. No
problem. I don't think I could go sell this anymore.
Sheesh. You're viable.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Jon Stewart's going to be at Clusterfest. I wouldn't be surprised if Dave Chappelle joins him.
Oh, interesting. Dave Chappelle's not on that list anymore, huh? That's June 1st through the 3rd. That's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. For what?
Clusterfest.
For Clusterfest.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
For this Superman fan, this is from 415. Since I was a Rugrat, I've yet to see a good Superman on the big screen. Every single dingle one of the Superman films has sucked. Dean Cain is probably the best Superman next to George Reeves.
Was that Lois and Clark? Was that the name of that show?
Whatever it was. It was in the 90s.
Yeah. I actually did like that show.
You did?
I saw it. I mean, I wasn't like a devotee, but I definitely watched a bunch of episodes of that. I liked it.
You know, it's a little different than the Superman. It's Batman. But I started watching that Gotham.
Yes.
Because it's on my Netflix and it's just something I was looking for. You know what? That show is so good. It's that they don't, they've got a pretty good budget, but they don't have all of the green screen special effects. So it's a story.
Mm. I am going to do the Fox upfronts in just a second as they roll out their fall schedules and stuff. And I have news about Gotham.
Oh, is that on Fox?
It is a Fox show.
Oh, I watch it on Netflix. I didn't know.
Yeah, they must be loading them. Unless it's totally, are there two Gothams?
No,
okay.
Couldn't be.
So that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.